有一次在新春感恩聚会的时候
Once, during a New Year service,
教会举办这种感恩特别的聚会
The church held this event to have special thanks
就是要感谢神一年来的带领
To be grateful for God's guidance in the past year
所以在聚会的当中就请每一户到前面唱赞美诗
During service, every family came forward to sing hymns.
然后有那一户最年长的人呢、啊，代表说几句感谢神的话。
The oldest of each family would speak about some words of thanksgiving.
其中有一个弟兄九十多岁。
There was a brother who was over 90.
他代表他那个家族在前面讲感谢的话。
He represented his family to speak.
我们这样子办了，会发现每一个家信主几十年呢、啊，是怎么走过来的。在简单一两分钟里面可以看到他们信仰的历程
So we learn from each family their journey of faith
这个弟兄啊他说道理我不是很清楚
This brother said I'm not well versed in the Bible
教会的工作我不是很会做
I'm not very good at doing church work
但是他只知道一件事
But one thing I know
就是用膝盖奔跑天国路
That the heavenly journey needs to be finished to our knees.
也就是他有很好的祷告生活。
In other words, he led a life of prayer.
常常会在教会会堂里面听到他的祷告。
And we often heard about his, heard his voice of prayer in church.
年纪这么大，还留下这么好的祷告模范。
Despite his age, he set a good example of prayer.
他真的愿意将自己成为一个祷告的殿。
He made himself a house of prayer.
很难得的一个老人家
He was an admirable old man
所以神给他一个非常健康的身体
God blessed him with good health
我们跪多久他也跪多久
He would kneel as long as anyone else
真的不简单
It was not easy
神也特别眷爱他
God loved him very much
所以他说活着的一天我还是要继续过这种祷告的生活
So he said as long as I live I will live with prayer
圣经里头我们看到主耶稣道成肉身的时候
In the Bible, when Jesus came into the world
他也曾经用先知所讲的话
He quoted from the prophets
要成为祷告的殿呢
That we must be a house of prayer
我们请看马太福音二十一章
Please turn to Matthew 21
马太福音二十一章
Matthew 21
二十一章的十二节
Verse 12
十二节到十三节
Verses 12 to 13
耶稣进了神的殿
Jesus entered the temple,
赶出店里一切做买卖的人
and drove out all the traders,
推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子
overturned the tables of money changers,
卖鸽子之人的凳子
and the benches of those selling doves,
对他们说
saying to them,
经上记着说
it is written,
我的殿必称为祷告的殿
my house will be called a house of prayer,
你们倒使它成为贼窝了
but you're making it a den of robbers.
我们看到主耶稣洁净圣殿的言行和动作
This is about Jesus cleansing the temple.
神的殿从狭义来讲是指着我们个人都是神的殿
In a narrow sense, each one of us is the temple of God.
那从广泛来说
In a broader sense,
神的殿就是指着你我大家在属灵里面，就是他保险救赎的所有。
The temple of God is the collective body of all the believers.
在英文谈到这样的神的殿叫做属灵的殿。
This is a spiritual temple.
我们肉体硬体所看到的这个肉眼神的殿，是我们崇拜神的地方。
Physically speaking, this is a place we worship.
所以主耶稣说啊
Jesus says,
我的殿要称为祷告的殿。
My house will be called a house of prayer.
那我们真的有建立一个祷告的生活的殿吗？
Have we built a house of prayer?
所以这个真的是要体会，而且要能够真的得朝这个方面努力去做呢。
We need to learn towards this direction.
那要如何建立良好的这种祷告生活的殿
How can we build a house of prayer?
我们就从这两节提出几点我们作为我们大家再一次努力的学习
Based on these verses, we will study several points
在这里面我们看到了主耶稣进圣殿
Jesus entered the temple
赶出一切在殿里面做买卖的人
and drove out all who were buying and selling there.
是这里面有一些人来到神的殿中做生意。
Some people came to the temple to conduct business.
甚至兑换银钱赚利息啊。
They were even exchanged money for profit.
甚至卖鸽子的人啊。
They sold doves.
这些人啊。
All these people.
耶稣认为他们是把圣殿当作贼窝的人啊。
Were considered by Jesus as robbers in the den.
对，耶稣在这里说，我的殿要称为祷告的殿啊。
Jesus said, "My house is the house of prayer."
你们这些人怎么把我的殿称为贼窝呢
？Why have you made it into a den of robbers?
所以这里告诉我们一点。
This is a teaching.
当用诚实和心灵来拜神。
We should worship God in spirit and truth.
我们来到神的殿中。
When we come into God's temple.
可以带这些生意的手段进来吗
？How can we come with a business mind?
有些教会啊，在玩这个互助会啊。互助会就是标会啊。
Some people come to invest.
标会标到后来啊，变成敌人了，不能见面了。
And they become enemies when things don't work.
不能来到教会聚会呢。
They don't come to church anymore.
因为标会就有人受伤害了呢。
And because they come with a business mind, they are hurt.
可以到神的教会有别种的目的进来吗
？How can people come to church with an ulterior motive?
有的在推销保险。
Some people came to church.
或者推销就是安利什么样的东西。
To sell insurance or other products.
有的甚至不分呢。
Some don't make a clear distinction.
跑来教会里面还做生意耶。
They conduct business in the church.
这样怎么可以呢
？How can this be?
这种动作就是把神的殿当作贼窝啊。
They have made God's temple into a den of robbers.
不是当作祷告的殿啊。
Instead of a house of prayer.
在这里强调我们看到耶稣的动作。
Here Jesus' actions tells us
应当用诚实和心灵拜他
that we need to worship him in spirit and in truth.
我们来看约翰福音第四章
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章
John chapter 4.
第四章的二十三节
Verse 23.
二十三节
Verse 23.
时候将到如今就是了那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他因为父要这样的人拜他神是个灵所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他在旧约的时代
In the Old Testament,
神吩咐神的选民必须要用什么样的祭物来做不同分别的这个祭来献给天上的神
God instructed the Israelites about the different kinds of offerings they should sacrifice
来表彰要过一个很好的祭坛献祭的生活
They needed to have a life of altar and worship
但是到了耶稣道成肉身成就十字架救恩之后
After the Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled salvation
所有的一切都在主的爱主的真理里面成全了
Everything was fulfilled in the love and truth of God
他传讲天国的福音
He preached the gospel of the kingdom
他有教导跟随他的人
And he preached to the disciples
真正拜父的人啊
Saying those who worship the
Father 神所要的祭不再是过去外在仪表的那些的祭物
do not need to come to God with material offerings,
而是要用我们人真正的心灵和诚实来拜他
but with spirit and truth,
因为神是个灵
God is spirit,
所以必须要用这样的态度去敬拜他
that's how we worship God.
但我们看到耶稣来到圣殿
the Lord Jesus came to the temple.
圣殿里面却充满了买卖的人
he saw the money changers and traders
却充满了兑换钱的人
he saw money changers in the temple
充满了卖鸽子的人
those who sold doves
这些人来到神的殿中诚实吗
did these people come with a sincere heart
有用心灵到主的面前吗
did they come in spirit
这个不是神所要的这种生活
this is not right before God
要真正用心灵诚实了拜他的敬虔的生活
the kind of life according to spirit
耶稣面对这些人
Jesus came to these people
毫不客气的借着他的权柄责备这些人呢
and did not hesitate to rebuke them
他真的是一个尊重神的殿的这种模榜样
Lord Jesus set an example of honoring God's temple
那今天我们也是一样啊
The same is true for us.
我们受洗归入主的名下。
We've been baptized into Christ.
我们不再属于自己的人了。
We are no longer our own.
而是属于耶稣基督的人。
We belong to Christ.
有神的真理住在我们里面。
God's truth is in us.
有神的圣灵 在我们里面。
God's Holy Spirit is in us.
所以我们是神的殿。
We are God's temple.
我们要将神的殿常常要能够啊荣耀主的名耶。
We must glorify the name of Christ through this temple.
如果没有办法这样做。
If not.
我们的祷告怎么会有力量呢
How can our prayer be powerful?
我们的用心怎么会得到神的纪念呢
How can our efforts be acceptable?
怎么会生出力量来见证主呢
How can we have the power to be a witness?
我们可以思考很多很多的问题
These are things for us to think about.
真的要用诚实的心灵来拜神
We need to worship in truth.
是要过一个很实实在在的人生
We need to lead a truthful life.
在主的面前毫无隐藏
We have nothing to hide before God.
没有什么好躲藏的。
There's nothing to hide.
我们请看希伯来书第四章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第四章的十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。甚至魂与灵骨节与骨髓都能刺入拨开连心中的思念和主意都能辨明并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的在这里告诉我
According to this passage,
神非常了解我们每一个人的心思意念
God knows our hearts and thoughts thoroughly
借着他的真理连我们的灵跟魂啊、骨与骨髓都能够切开的恰到好处哎。
His word is able to divide our soul and spirit, bones and marrows.
这不是非常清楚了解我们人一切的作为和心思，那是什么
？Doesn't this show that God knows our every intention?
所以十三节这里记载
，Verse 13，
我们任何被他造的万物，包括人在里面。
All creation, including human beings,
在他的面前没有一个可以隐藏躲避的
cannot be hidden from God's sight,
而是赤露展开的
We are laid bare before God.
所以神真的知道我们人的一切
God knows our everything.
他明白我们的一切
He knows everything about us.
我们来到他的面前要真正的坦白
So we must come to him with truth,
用诚实的心灵拜他哎
We must worship him in truth.
不能伪装哎
We should not pretend.
不能做这个假冒为善的人哎
We cannot be hypocritical.
更不能做千面人哎
And we cannot be multi-faced.
做一个实实在在的
We need to be truthful.
事实上，我们来到神的殿中这样做祷告的时候
When we come to God to pray this way,
神真的会垂听并且与我们同在
He will listen and be with us.
想起十多年前。
More than 10 years ago.
把我神学院刚刚出来毕业。
Right after my graduation from the seminary.
我心里想，爸爸也是传道人啊。
I figured my father was a preacher.
我有很多事情不明白，可以问问我爸爸。
And there are things, questions I can ask my dad.
我是三岁的时候跟妈妈先来受洗信主。
I was baptized when I was 13 with my mom.
三岁 ,three years.
When I was 3 years old.
三岁跟妈妈一起来受洗。
I was baptized 3 years old.
之后不到一年，我父亲也来受洗。
And within a year, my father was baptized too.
后来我父亲就考上神学院。
And my father was got into the seminary.
放弃了做教师的工作。
He left behind his job as a teacher.
就到神学院早期的神学第二届的，是这个传道人。
He became a student of the second year.
所以我从小就过着一个传道家庭的生活。
So from young, I was brought up in a preacher's home.
我在小时候对我父亲的印象不深。
I did not have a deep impression about my father.
因为他毕业就派到台东花莲这一带。
Because after graduation, he was sent to 花莲、台东的 eastern part of
Taiwan. 坐车等车到我们的山上故乡啊，就要花上一天多的时间。
It would take more than a day just to get home.
所以不常回来。
So he hardly came home.
有时三个月回来一次。
He sometimes only came.
有时更久一点。
Once every 3 months or even longer.
只知道他回来会带糖果。
The only thing I remember is that he would bring us candy.
所以小时候的印象只停留在糖果。
So my memory of my father was candy.
不知道做爸爸的辛劳。
I did not know how hard he worked.
整天接触的就是我的妈妈。
So I was with my mom all the time.
道理的学习。
I learned from her.
行事为人的准则也是听妈妈怎么训诲。
About the truth and as well as our conduct.
那我们从小真的山上，因为交通不好，生活水准很差，所以很贫困。
transportation was not developed in the mountains, so we had a very hard time.
感谢主赐给我这么一对父母亲。
I thank God for my parents.
教导我们怎么祷告。
They taught us how to pray.
教导我们怎么做人。
They taught us how to.
教导我们怎么勇敢。
How to conduct ourselves.
教导我们怎么面对不做恶事。
How to be courageous towards evil.
再苦也是要行为正直。
Despite our sufferings, we must be upright.
所以我们就这样子慢慢学习。
So we learned from them.
所以今天所拥有的一切都是神让我们从没有到有的这种恩典的见证。
Therefore, God has blessed us with everything we have today.
后来我懂事之后,
After I matured,
我渐渐就体会到父亲做传道工作的这种辛劳。
I began to appreciate the hard work my father had.
离开家庭跟一般人正常生活不同。
That his life was different from other most other people.
我渐渐地可以找出体会到他的用心。
Began to experience and understand him.
所以有一次他回来总是会跟我们一起祷告。
Every time he returned home, he would pray with us.
我在祷告中就想到这些体会的时候，我感动的流泪。
During one prayer, I was so touched when I thought about these things.
我爸爸也看到。
My father noticed me.
拍拍我肩膀说感谢主。
He patted me on the shoulder and said, "Thank God."
我们有很多时候并不一定要讲话，却能够互相体会对方的心思。
There are times when we don't have to speak and we can understand the other person's feelings.
所以感觉很好。
It was a good experience.
所以我的父母就成为我们有问题愿意谈、分享或得到解决的对象。
So we could share our troubles and questions with our parents.
也往往在祷告中里面能够得到神的同在见证的时候。
And God also was present in our prayers.
深深的感谢主。
And we thank God deeply.
有这样的环境成长。
That we grew up in such environment.
所以我爸爸的离开啊，对我是一个很深的打击。
So my father's departure was a great impact.
我神学院出来一个月零三天。
A year and 3 days after I graduated.
我父亲就被主耶稣蒙召回去。
My father was taken home by the Lord.
我有很多个理由为什么会这样。
I asked many questions about why. When I was about to go into my studies, my father became the closest elder to me. And when I became a preacher, he became my closest
co-worker.
So no one should have taken the love between us.
但是我接受到打击。
But I was traumatized.
我才想到要走的前三天的三个晚上
Three nights before he passed away
他交代了许多的事
He gave me many instructions
每一天打一个小时
Every night we talked on the phone for an hour I was away from home
他在另外一个地方负担教会
He was also away from home in a church
当时我不觉得是交代
At that time, I did not know that
因为谈笑有风声啊,
those were last instructions because we were still chatting.
我们两个在一起,
people couldn't tell that we were father and son. They would think that we were brothers. If I did not shave, they would think that I was the older brother. We have so much to talk about. So much to share.
但他走的时候,
but when he left,
我愣住了,
I was stunned.
我真的流眼泪了。
I cried.
为什么?
Why?
怎么会这样?
How could this be?
好好的很健康啊。
He was healthy.
为什么神要接我父亲离开啊?
Why did God take him away?
我必须面对这样的事实。
I must face reality.
我才想起他连续三天所交代的话。
And I remember his last instructions.
其中有一件,
One of them was,
他告诉我说,
He told me,
你要忠心地做。
Be faithful.
神就会祝福你,
God will bless you.
让你的事得到神的同工,
so he will work with you.
神就会祝福家里的人,
and God will bless your family.
我一直不敢忘记,
I will never forget.
这不是只有单单记得,
not only so.
他教导我一定要做得到,
he told me to try my best to do it.
我觉得应该可以从他身上学更多的时候,
when I thought that I could learn more from him.
但是却领到这样的打击。
He left us and I was traumatized.
我不能在我家里人面前掉眼泪。
I did not want to shed tears before my family. I believe the impact on my mother was greater because she was his wife, and she has been his wife for many years. The pain was unimaginable. I had many things to take care of. So I must stand firm in my family.
要接触，要做很多善后的事情。
Because I have to take care of many family affairs.
我的心情我太太也能体会。
My wife could understand my feelings.
所以她也不在我眼前掉泪。
So she did not shed tears before me.
怕影响到。
She did not want to affect me.
除非父子没有感情啊。
Unless the father and son did not have feelings for each other.
彼此中间有一些结怨，早死好了，算了。
Unless there is some grudge between father and son.
但我们不是属于这一类。
There would definitely be feelings.
所以我真的不能接受。
So it was very hard for me to accept it.
所以我还是很坚强地把所有的一切 一直到办完告别式啊, 做一个尘埃落定。
I remained strong until we finished conducting the funeral service.
这当中我非常谢谢关心我们的人。
And I was very thankful to those who were concerned.
我记得没有做参加丧礼的人, 大概我们订的便当有1200个。
If I remember correctly, we ordered 1200 lunch boxes
全部发出去了。
The attendees, and we gave them all out.
就在这样的事情做一个段落的时候,
After these things took place,
因为我看到我妈妈整天以泪洗面,
I saw how my mother was always in tears.
我的弟弟妹妹也是很难掩盖悲伤的心情。
And how my younger siblings could not conceal their
我们还是没有断掉全家一起做祷告的这种生活。
Their sorrow, yet we continue to pray as a family.
我们只有在祷告里面, 将所有内心的世界坦白呈现在主的面前。
In our prayers, we laid our inner feelings bare before God.
这个时候的我外表看不出来我已经陷入软弱中。
On the surface, people would not have told that I was in weakness.
我不愿意影响别人。
I did not want to affect others.
我更不愿意影响我家里人。
I did not want to affect my family.
或许这个时候他们的支柱就在我的身上。
Because I am like a pillar to them.
所有大小事情我要帮忙决定。
I have to help them resolve many problems.
妈妈只有讲一句话说全部给大哥做决定好了。
Mom would just say, just let the oldest
我在家里孩子当中是最大的。
Take care of, and I was the oldest in the oldest kid in the church.
感谢主, 让我提早做一家之主。
Thank God I became the head of the household early.
让我提早去承受一切事情的来临要怎么处理。
I met challenges in life much earlier than others.
其实我内心也是很脆弱。
My heart was fragile.
爸爸在我的心中占据很重要的地位。
My father played an important role in my heart.
这个时候我深深体会到。
Then I came to this realization.
过去爸爸还没走的时候,
before he passed away,
我们成为一个最快乐、最幸福的人啊。
We were the happiest people.
反正有事爸爸可以扛嘛。
Because my dad would take care of everything.
所以有一句，有一本书叫做《父亲是屋顶》啊。
There is a book whose title is